a consequence of the court being somewhat crippled or shorthanded was, among other things, what was the Manistee State Bank versus McGowan, a 3-2 decision on the guest passenger statute. Was that kind of representative of the one of the effects, the fact that you couldn't decide? There was a 2-2 vote, as I remember. In
there was one 2-2 vote.
Dearborn firefighters? Or
yes. For some reason, some member of the court had recused himself or herself from that case. In other words, some connection, so they felt they should not participate in. Well, there was always in the thoughts of the practicing bar, the profession, what does a 3-2 or a 2-2 decision of the Supreme Court mean as far as precedential law is concerned? You haven't got a clear majority of a 7-member court, which of course takes 4. So what does a 3-2 mean? What does a 2-2? Well, I am not sure that ever was totally resolved to anyone's complete satisfaction.
I think that either you or Justice Coleman in the dissent in the Manistee State Bank case expressed anxiety over the fact that a constitutionality decision could, where there was some question of policy, whether the court should express its judgment as against the legislatures, where it was a policy matter that
when we did not have a majority of the court speaking,
right, and that this was declared, I think, at one time to be precedential, was it not? The three.
Yes. There was a point where it was declared that this is a majority of the court sitting. Court participating, and this is precedential. Now, there was another action we could have taken, and I'm not positive, but and I know of situations where it has been taken. That is a resubmission of a case. It's been heard. As it turns out, there aren't enough justices able to participate in the decision who have heard the case. So it's asked that it is resubmitted to the new 7-member court. And that has happened on occasion. Their cases have been resubmitted. And it basically what it amounts to is just sort of start all over again. The lawyers once again put forth all of their arguments with the opportunity for them to convince 2 new members or even perhaps 3 of their position. Then you're free to take a vote and you'll have whatever necessary amount. But this was a real concern at that period of time as to what is the precedential value. As I say, I believe it ultimately it was decided that a 3-2 vote was a majority of the court at least participating and had some precedential value. But that was a question when we were in that shorthanded period there that did arise.